You are tuned in to Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting, broadcasted on the Raider 88.1 KTXT FM. We would like to thank the members of SGA at Texas Tech University and the College of Media and Communication for allowing this broadcast. And now, here's Student Government Association.
Weeks, will you please lead us in the roll call?
Acosta?
Here.
Allen?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Osberger? Burnt? Bilt?
Here.
Bradley?
Here.
Chavara?
Here. Tell me, is it?
Yeah. Corcoran?
Here.
Cotton? Couts?
Here.
Craig?
Here.
Dickinson? Flood?
Here.
Frost?
Here.
Gonzalez? Briefer?
Here.
Harlan?
Here.
Hart?
Here.
Hatch?
Here.
Henderson?
Here.
Hoffman?
Here.
Holly? Hutchins?
Here.
Jordan?
Here.
Kroon? Manfredi?
Here.
Did two people say here?
Yeah, my bad.
Okay. Leatherwood?
Here.
Lindley?
Here.
Locke?
Here.
Martin?
Here.
Mayberry? Mitchell?
Here.
Mittal? Melina?
Here.
Navarrete?
Here.
Neal?
Here.
Elise? No, sorry. I don't know why I'm sorry. Orange?
Here.
Owens?
Here.
Pennington?
Here.
Polcari?
Here.
Ravispour?
Here.
Rose?
Here.
Sadiq?
Here.
Sanchez?
Here.
Sanders?
Here.
Scrivener?
Here.
Ship?
Here.
Steele?
Here.
Stevens? Stovall?
Here.
Two? Tomlin?
Here.
Uncarney?
Here.
Vance? Wadley?
Here.
Weeks? Here. Weir?
Here.
Whetstone?
Here.
Wines?
Here.
All right, thank you. We'll now move on to the reading of the Senate Journal. Senator Weeks. Senator Lindley?
Madam President, I rise to suspend the reading of the journal.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Senator Locke. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, it's suspended. Now move on to open forum. We have no guest scheduled, but is there anyone on the that would like to speak at open forum? Any visitors? Okay, seeing there is not. We'll move on to reports of the executive branch. Seeing there is none, we'll move on to the report of the judicial branch. Do you have anything for RNA? No, Alex isn't here. All right, then there's nothing. Postpone that. I'm on to the report of the Student Senate President, and I have nothing. So straight to first readings with Senate Resolution 48.70, Senator Corcoran.
Madam President, I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 48.70, and I move to suspend the rules and place on third reading and final passage.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Senator Allen. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, Senator Corcoran, you may take the podium.
All right. Madam President, I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 48.70 and move for its immediate adoption.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Senator Corcoran?
Madam President, this is just, or thank you, Madam President, I'm sorry. This is something the diversity committee has been working on closely with Mark Hahn, the diversity director for Alex, and your President Alston. And it's really just, like I said, staying the sentiments regarding a diversity outreach space in the Zeta Corridor. We would just kind of a place for the student government to say what we're doing with diversity, for student organizations to be saying what they would do with diversity, and, you know, a place for them to advertise events and stuff, because Mark has been saying, it's really hard for freshmen especially to get involved in diverse organizations and get involved in the multicultural stuff. So with that being said, I have some friendly amendments to make. So starting on line 9, we would capitalize the whereas just to make it all consistent. Line 12, I would like to strike the word the and add the words new and exciting in its place. And on line 16, I move to strike the word diverse and add the words relating to multicultural and diversity at the beginning of line 17. After events, I'm sorry, and I'm not done. And I would like to capitalize the CN's committee on line 20 and replace the normal N with an NA for Dr. Munoz and BB it for the result. I think that's on line 24.
Okay, thank you. Is there any further discussion? Senator Costa?
I also have some friendly amendments, and it's just to clarify the positions. Dr. Juan Munoz, I know we're all quite confused sometimes, but I have this correct title, and I really think it would be important to get this title correct, especially for a piece like this. So on line 25, it would read, President of Institutional Diversity, Equity, and Community Engagement of Undergraduate Education, Vice Provost of, Equity and Community Engagement of Undergraduate Education and Vice Provost of I'll have to clarify that. I don't want to get it wrong. So, never mind.
Okay.
Information. You can just look at the end. Okay. If you have that written down.
All right. Thank you, Sarah Allen. Is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing there's not, we'll move to a vote. Senator Weeks, are you ready?
Sorry, hold on. Go ahead. Yay, 4% nay, 0% abstain.
Senate Resolution 48.70 passes. And I'll move on to Senate Resolution 48.71 with Senator Allen.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 48.71 stating sentiments of the Student Senate regarding the implementation of sustainable efforts on campus and move to place it on second reading in some committees.
Okay, that will be sent to all committees. And I'll move on to Senate Resolution 48.72, Senator Allen.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 48.72 stating sentiments of the Student Senate regarding the removal of the Ethics Committee from the Senate and move to place it on second reading in such all committees.
Okay, that will be sent to all committees. We'll now move on to Senate Resolution 48.73 with Senator Lindley.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 48.73 stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding tobacco and smoking signage updates and replacement of the asterisk to be in compliance with the Texas Tech operating policies. I move to suspend the rules in place on third.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Senator Sanders. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, Senator Lee may take the podium.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 48.73 stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding tobacco and smoking signage updates and the placement of asterisks to be in compliance with the Texas Tech operating policies. I move it to third reading, for its immediate adoption.
Is there any further discussion?
Madam President?
Sarah Lindley.
Thank you. As many of you may be aware, at the beginning of the semester, we hosted several town halls to gauge student opinions on what they would like to see Texas Tech do regarding smoking and use of tobacco on campus. We had a great turnout at both of the town halls compared to other town halls I've been to. We heard a lot of input from both sides of students regarding the issue. And the major thing we heard was that we need to compromise on both sides. The non-smokers and the smokers need to compromise. Currently, what we heard was that it's very confusing for smokers on campus right now because there are ashtrays that are right next to doors and there are still signs on buildings that say 12 feet, but our current operating policy, which is section 60.15, reads that smoking areas must be located 20 feet away from any pedestrian entrance or public place. So this would mean that the ashtrays and signage would need to be updated too. We heard that students at the town halls, whether they were smokers or were not smokers, wanted to see our current rules being enforced, and this was one way they suggested that we could do that, by updating and making sure our ashtrays are not right next to the door, but rather 20 or more feet away from the doorways, as well as making sure that instead of saying 12 feet on some doors, they all say 20 feet. So yes.
Thank you, Senator Lindley. Is there any further discussion? Senator Pippin?
Thank you, Madam President. First off, I'd like to just kind of give a big thanks to all the senators who have taken their time and efforts to get public polling on not only this issue of smoking, on the concealed carry on campus, all of the issues. I think that those senators have really taken a big effort for the students to get more data so we can more conclusively represent students. With that said, on Senate Resolution 48.73, if this would have been something to take further action, to take action that involved actually creation of hot spots or banning smoking, making the campus smoke-free, I would be against it. But because I attended one of the meetings, one that I was able to attend while not having class, and while I was able to see the results of the survey, the polling information from our election, I think that there's one thing that's pretty conclusive right now among students, and that is they definitely at least want the rules enforced the way they are now and to see what happens as a result of the rules being enforced fairly as they're supposed to be right now. So this is the one action that I think is proper to take right now that we should take. I think that that Senator Lindley has done a great job on this resolution. I think it's the next logical step. We'll move on from here and then obviously and see what we need to do next with the creation of more policy and more town halls. But I think this is a positive step right now, and I urge everyone to at least at this point in time support this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pippin. Senator Neal.
Thank you, Madam President. Just wanted to offer a really brief support of this legislation. As a community advisor over in one of the residence halls, I work with a group that is responsible for kind of on the ground monitoring this problem, and it's a big problem for us. We have often said that if there was any way that we could move the ashtrays away from the door or remove those signs that are saying the wrong footage, we might be able to lessen the number of people that are smoking right by doors and letting that into offices and things. So I think it's a really good idea. In fact, it's really convenient that Senator Lindley is working on this right now when it's such a big deal over in housing. And I think this is a big thing that we could do to really help mitigate the issue.
Thank you, Senator Neal. Senator,
Harlan. Thank you, Madam President. Point of information, what will happen to the students that aren't moving all the way away from a building? Like if they don't go 20 feet away, I'm just curious.
Senator Lindley.
Thank you, Madam President. Currently, in the operating procedures, policies, in section 60, which addresses this issue, it very much addresses that. And currently, what the rules on this issue are that if you see someone smoking where they're not allowed to be smoking, so more closer to 20 feet, then it's your duty as a student, staff member, faculty, to go up to them and explain to them the rule. If they kind of tell you, whatever, I'm still gonna smoke, then it is then, if depending on who the person is. So if it's a student, then I believe the rules say that you can, depending where they're smoking, if there's no student housing, then you can contact the housing people to let them know. If it's a repeater, so someone who's constantly doing this, you can, I believe, go to student judicial. I'm not quite sure. If it's a staff member or faculty member, you are then supposed to go to their, their boss, their superior, and let them know that, hey, I told them this is the rule, they're still refusing. And then from there, they would handle it. But other than that, we don't really have anything.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Lee. Any further discussion? Senator Dock?
Under the current way that things are being run, each, at least for the academic buildings, seem to make their own decisions as far as where they're going to post the distance. So the point being that, for instance, in chemistry, many of the graduate students smoke. We're there until 2 a.m. We have ashtrays immediately outside the building. All of the seating area is well within 20 feet of the exits, in addition to the ashtrays. And I would think that I will not support this because I would think that that should be left up to each building and the immediate culture of that academic community. I think that for public areas such as housing, student housing, dorm authorities, cafeterias, and that kind of thing, a 20-foot rule where could be applied where you have an extremely diverse population. But in the professional buildings where you have adults who are working very hard, very stressed out, I really think it should be left up to the immediate building supervisors.
Thank you, Sarah Dock. Sarah Lindley?
Thank you. To kind of answer that, I first want to make sure that everyone is aware that we are not creating this 20-foot rule. That has been created by the university. That is a current rule. Whether you, as a student, or a staff member, or a faculty member, or even just a visitor, choose to smoke maybe 5 feet from the doorway, then you are choosing to break one of the policies. All we are saying, and what we heard at the town halls, is it would make it easier for smokers to understand where they can smoke if the ashtray is not next to the door, because that sends conflicting signs. Another way to think about this is that if we're a city and we have a road that currently has a 50-mile-hour speed limit on it, and we, as a city council, decide to downgrade that to 40, we don't leave the 50-mile-per-hour speed limit sign up. We go and we replace it and put it at 40 now, because that's the new rule. We don't expect that the drivers are just going to assume and know that it changed without actually seeing any kind of prompt. So please consider that, and consider the fact that this is already a policy here.
Thank you, Sarah Lindley. Is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing there's not, we'll move to a vote. Sarah Weeks, are you ready?
Go ahead. Yay, 2% nay, 0%
abstain. Okay, Senate Resolution 48.73 passes. We'll now move on to Senate Bill 48.11 with Senator Henderson.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to submit Senate Bill 48.11, a bill to be entitled An Act Considering the Adoption of the Texas Tech University Ethics, and I move to place this on the second reading and send to all committees.
Okay, it will be sent to all committees. All right, now we move on to routine motions and other business, and we'll begin with committee reports. Academics. Okay. Budget and finance.
Thank you, Madam President. We held our appeals meetings or interviews the last 2 days. We had about 20 to 25 organizations. We got through the process. It's about twice as much as last year. So that's really good to see. I think we're doing a better job of communicating with organizations, just what's going on with the whole process. That being said, we're going to leave the bill on second reading for this week and just go through the rest of the appeals process after spring break. So, thank you.
Thank you. Campus infrastructure.
Thank you, Madam President. At the moment, campus infrastructure members have had conflicting schedules, so we haven't been able to meet and sit down for a meeting that has quorum, but we have been exchanging messages and emails, and we continue to move forward on our plans for legislation and ideas around campus.
Thank you. Diversity.
Thank you, Madam President. They're not officially within the past week, but we met for those interested to create our legislation piece for the student article piece. So just thank you for everybody that came out. I really appreciate it. And if Monday at 5 still works for everybody, then please come. And if not, then send me a message and we'll try our best to accommodate changes.
Thank you. Ethics.
We didn't officially meet. We had communication by email to finish up working on our legislation.
Thank you. Freshman involvement.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Okay. Transfer counsel. Okay. Graduate.
Thank you, Madam President. Our only report right now is we're planning a town hall for right after spring break, and trying to find a time that works with Dr. Casadante. He's expressed a lot of interest in wanting to be there.
Okay, thank you. Intergovernmental.
Thank you, Madam President. Sorry for the confusion there. We have not met, but we will be having an informal email-based meeting over spring break and next week.
Okay, thank you.
After.
Public relations.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports, but we are trying to email back and forth, and if I can see my committee for like 2 minutes after.
Thank you. Rules and Administration.
Thank you, Madam President. Okay, first I have some subpoenas to give out. So for Senators Acosta, Hawley, Concretti, Leatherwood, and Pennington. And our next RP meeting will be the Monday that we get back from spring break, because we have a Senate meeting that Thursday. So all of you should just be aware of that, that we do have a Senate meeting when we get back. So if you want any legislation done over the break, I realize it's been great, but if you have a great idea, also write the legislation. I'll be at home doing nothing, so I can help out with anybody. Also, and as far as office hours goes, if you normally do your office hours on Monday, I'm just going to extend this like to include spring break in office hours. So if you want to come in and finish your office hours the Monday we get back, that'll be fine. And so don't worry about if you didn't get your office hours in for this week, because Monday when we get back will also be included in those office hours. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Student life.
Thank you, Madam President. My committee and I, we met Tuesday night to discuss legislation and came up with new ideas to write future legislation. And the Tuesday after spring break, we get back, we'll have a media meeting.
Thank you. And I'll move on with college reports with agricultural and natural resources.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Okay. Architecture. Okay. Arts and sciences.
Thank you, Madam President. No reports.
Okay. Business administration. Okay. Education.
Thank you, Madam President. There's no reports.
Okay. Engineering.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Okay. Graduate.
Thank you, Madam President. No reports.
Okay. Honors.
Thank you, Madam President. No reports.
Okay. Human sciences.
Thank you, Madam President. Me and Senator Owens actually went and talked to Mr. Taylor and a couple other students about the graduate picnic and the end of the year banquet, and we're trying to kind of reform that. So we have some good.
Thank you. Interdisciplinary studies.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
Thank you. Law school.
Thank you, Madam President. No report.
Thank you. Media and communications.
Thank you, Madam President. My only report is that the TTU College of Media and Communications has a Relay for Life team, and we'll be setting out boxes every Wednesday for a canned food drive. So if you're ever in that building, you should drop some canned food in there. That's it.
Thank you. Visual and performing arts.
Thank you, Madam President. There are no reports.
All right, thank you. Now move on to calendars, the Student Government Association calendars, with second reading on Senate Resolution 48.50. Are there any committee reports? Is there any further discussion? Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Madam President. I move to table Senate Resolution 48.50 and we'll correspond.
Okay. Second. Second by Senator Allen. Okay. Just go straight to a vote.
Discussion.
Okay. Well then. Is there any further discussion on the tabling motion? Senator Tube.
Pardon me, Ron. I know two types of tabling. One table is indefinitely, one called tabling with recall. That's what it is. Okay. That's fine. If you guys just for an update on me, I'm trying to meet with these guys, trying to get this stuff figured out. I didn't want to go with this until we knew what the cost is on this. If you guys want to just push it through, we can push it through. I'm fine with that. I want to do it as informatively as possible. But it's up to you guys.
Say,
okay.
Alan.
Yeah, I think the Senator Pittman, I respect that you're trying to do all the work that you need to do. I think it's just easier if we don't have it on the calendar until it's something that we're going to act upon. That is just why we're doing it.
Thank you, Senator Allen. Is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing there's not, Senator Weeks, we'll move to a vote. This is voting on tabling. One is yay, two is yay, is abstained.
Go ahead.
Okay, that resolution is tabled. We'll now move on to Senate Resolution 48.68. Are there any committee reports?
Madam
President. Senator Allen.
Your committee on Rules Administration urges the Senate to vote in favor of this because we approved it.
Okay, thank you. Are there any further committee reports? Is there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Senator Allen.
Thank you, Madam President. If there are no concerns with this, I would like to move Senate Resolution 48.68 to third reading, final passage.
Okay, do I have a second? Senator Leatherwood, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we'll take the podium.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to read to the Senate Resolution 48.68, stating the Senate to the Student Senate regarding impeachment of Senator Brent Mayberry and move for its final adoption, immediate adoption.
Is there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Senator Allen.
Thank you, Madam President. As promised, we are trying to keep senators accountable while you're here. That's why you're all here. You're all doing a great job. And it's only right that we make sure that all of our senators are doing the job that they're required to do by the students that elect them. And Senator Mayberry has had 4 total absences, and so he was not here at the last Senate meeting. He was not attending. He did not attend our RNA meeting where he was specifically asked to come and discuss this with us. He has not attended any subpoena meetings before. This is way necessary. And if anybody has any questions, I'd be absolutely happy to answer them or pull up any documentation I have as far as his absences and things he's missed.
Is there any further discussion?
Oh, Madam President.
Sorry, Senator Weeks.
Okay. Okay, we have to vote to impeach and then to remove.
Right.
So we have 2 votes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. Any further discussion?
Hold on, slow down, because then I got to change.
Senator Doc.
Did Senator Mayberry ever file the absentee forms?
No.
Okay. Any further discussion? Senator Neal.
Is Senator Mayberry here tonight?
No. Any further discussion? Okay, seeing there is none, we'll move to a vote.
Which one is this?
This is Mayberry, and this is to pass the actual resolution.
Okay.
So point of information, this is the vote to pass the resolution, and the next vote will be going to remove him.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Senate Resolution 48.69 passes. Senator Allen.
Thank you, Madam President. I wish to move to remove Senator Mayberry from office.
Okay. Do you have a second? Second, Senator Locke. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Senator Mayberry is removed from office. We'll now move on to Senate Resolution 48.69. Are there any committee reports?
Madam President.
Senator Allen.
We have Committee on Rules Administration have approved this legislation.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other committee reports? Is there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Senator Allen.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 48.69, saying Senate to the Student Senate regarding the impeachment of Senator Jenny Byrne and move for its immediate adoption, or move to third reading and final passage.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Senator Sanders. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Take the podium.
Thank you, Madam President. Rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 48.69, saying sentiments of Student Senate regarding the impeachment of Senator Denny Burnt and move for its immediate adoption.
Okay, is there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Senator Cotton.
Thank you. Did he show up to the RNA meeting, or is he here tonight? And yes, I will yield.
No.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Senator Tube.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm just curious, what's the running tally now on the number of senators who have been either impeached or acquitted? And can we come up with any ideas as to why we have this high number? What can we do about it?
Oh, Senator Young?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. The running number on people impeached, you can go look up. I believe that this would be the fifth person impeached if this goes through tonight and removed from office as well. As far as quitting, I get a lot of people in here that decide to quit and don't follow through with what they do. I can't do anything about that. That's on the voters. The other thing is that the only thing we can do is get people involved, get people in here that want to run, get the word out there. We just had a campaign, and hopefully we did that.
Thank you, Senator Allen. Is there any further discussion? All right, seeing there's none, we'll move to a vote. Senator Weeks, are you ready?
Go ahead. Madam President Yang.
Okay. Senate Resolution 48.69 passes. Senator Allen.
Thank you, Madam President. I wish to move to remove Senator Burnt from office.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Senator Molina. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, Senator Burnt is removed from office. Now I'll move on to Senate Bill 48.10. Are there any committee reports? So any further discussion? Okay, seeing there's not, we'll move on to third readings and final passage. Seeing we have none, the Senate calendar with third reading and final passage, seeing there's also none, and there's also nothing on the consent calendar. So straight to announcements, I have two. We have two more meetings. Like Senator Allen said, there will be a meeting the Thursday after spring break, so keep that in mind. And then the next meeting after that will be 3 weeks after spring break. So meeting, break week, and then last meeting. And then the week after that is Senate Banquet, April 10th, Wednesday. Make sure y'all come to that. Free food, it'll be good. And that's all I have. Is there any other announcements? Senator Allen?
Guys, good job on meeting with your committees. And I know a lot of you have talked to me about doing it and having problems. Meet with your committees. There's no reason why you should be missing out on a meeting or not even replying to your committee chair. So good job, though, on getting those committee reports in. It's great to see committees working because that's where everything happens. So I just want to applaud you guys on that. And thank you for helping out the Senate and your students.
Okay. Certainly.
If the members of the Intergovernmental Committee that are here tonight can see me for 5 seconds.
Okay. Sarah Hatch.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Sarah Locke. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? This meeting's adjourned.
Woo!
That was hard.
Sorry.
Thank you for tuning in for the Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting. We will now bring you back to regular scheduled programming on the Raider 88.1.